Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to sit back on the ranch and talk some rodeo. Good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. I'm your host, Scott, and we're going to sit back here for the next hour back on the ranch and talk some rodeo. We're going to talk some bull riding. We're going to talk some contests. We're going to talk a little bit about everything right here on MakingEight.com. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. And we've got an exciting show for you. We got a lot going on. But before we get into it, I've got to bring in my co-host for the show tonight, the lovely Leah. Miss Leah, how are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, same old, same old. You know what? Actually, I can't say that. We're doing wonderful. You know, we have had such a busy week this week. And I know you saw me running around quite a bit last night. We actually had the opportunity to meet up at a rodeo in Dade City.
Yeah, you were running everywhere.
I was too, huh? But we had a great time down there, and of course, we always love having you down there joining us. And you know what? It was a great night. We're going to talk a little bit about it later on in our show, but we have got a lot of stuff going on tonight. First thing we want to do is let you know that if you're tuning into us, if you scroll down the page, you can find us also in the chat room. And we highly recommend and suggest that you come over, you register with Blog Talk Radio. It's free to sign up. You just sign in your name or whatnot, create an account. You can come over and chat with us. We certainly love talking with you. We love hearing from you. And you know what? It's a great opportunity to get involved with some of the other fans that are here as well. Want to welcome all of our fans that are tuning in and also chatting with us online. Want to say hey to you guys and let you all know that we definitely hear you out there. Also, I have to let you know what our phone number is. Now, this is an open show, so if you've got questions or comments, you want to sit back on the ranch, talk a little bull riding, talk a little rodeo with us, make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, the number is actually posted on our links page that you find on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace or even on MakingEight.com. We've got the numbers posted there, and it is going to be really important for you guys to keep tabs on what's going on with us in the next couple weeks. Leah, we have got a lot going on, Missy.
We sure do.
Well, we've got a lot of PBR to talk about. You know, it is the off season for the PBR. For the Built Four Tough Series, and the fans are running around, you know, like chickens with their heads cut off going, what are we going to do? We have no PBR. Well, we're going to help you with that. MakingEight.com is teamed up with several other people, and, you know, Leah, I know we have worked really hard with doing some great things for the PBR fans out there. Well, guess what? We're going to bring you some stuff to keep you active on the PBR, let you know what's going on, but you're going to have to continue to tune in with us. This is not going to be a one-show thing. We have got some great things ahead. Let's see, just scrolling down some of my notes here. It's Halloween. What do you think? Are you running around in a Halloween costume, Leah?
No.
You're not. You're not even going out trick-or-treating?
No, one of my sisters went trick-or-treating with little Savannah. She dressed up as a chicken and Savannah's a duck.
Very good. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not trick-or-treating, but that's why I had kids. I'll send them out to go bring home the candy for me, you know. It works out really well. But you know what? We've got some other things to talk about. We're going to talk about some of the Make an 8 events that we have. We're also going to talk about some of the events that we've been to and some of the ones that we're going to be at here this next week and month. We've got a lot going on. We've got some also – we have some topics to talk about. Ty Murray's, you know, going to be featured in some upcoming shows, so we're going to talk about those. You know, we've got some bull riding helmets that were just implemented, saw them on U.S. Rodeo Supply. We'll talk a little bit about those. But we want to know what you, the fans, are doing in the off season. What are you guys doing with your time now that you don't have the PBR to watch on Built for Tough every Friday and Saturday and Sunday night? You know, what are you guys doing with yourselves? We want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. And you know what? That's going to bring us right into our first break here, Leah. Speaking of the PBR and not being able to find something to do, the PBR Canada has got their finals coming up the 19th and 20th, as well as PBR Australia. So if you guys are interested, go check out PBR.com. You can check out PBR Canada, PBR Australia. Find out what some of these cowboys are out there doing. I know that I believe Brendan Clark is heading out to Australia. I believe Luke Snyder is going to be with him. I think Ben Jones is heading out that direction. We've got Aaron Roy. We've got several other ones heading up north. I think Mike Lee even might be going up there. So there is a lot of PBR action still going on, but you got to stay tuned. This is where you kind of got to get involved with, you know, with some of the things in the PBR, but you got to go find them at their website. So go check them out, and, you know, we'll be happy to sit back on the ranch here and talk about them within the next hour. So let's take another short break here. How about a song to get us started here, Miss Leah? Wouldn't be a rodeo bull riding show without a little bit of Luke Kaufman. How about we start things off with some bull hand? Y'all stay tuned to MakingEight.com as we are back on the ranch.
Wild horse rider with nothing to lose. Old cassette tapes, Chris LeDoux. Six bronc riders in a minivan. Gonna make it to the whistle and the pickup man. Start to shoot one and I'ma shoot five. Working their way right on down the line. 8 second whistle is all I need. Keep your feet in rhythm and out of them deeds. Jump or jump, make that ride. Sit back and watch that first still fly. Break that neck in perfect time. This ain't no rammer taming, it's a wild bronc ride. Put my hand in the rigging and I'm taking a hold. Nod my head and hang on for dear life. I set my feet and make the mark him out right. The crack out gate and she breaks in two. She's trying all the same tricks but I ain't no fool. Ducking and diving across that pit. She's got that heart but she ain't gonna win. Jump or jump, make that ride. Sit back and watch that first deal fly. Break that neck in perfect time. This ain't no brain retainment, it's a wild bronc ride. On a double grab and whip in my spot to get off. Sip off and wave my hat to the fans. You can't beat the life of a rodeo man. Run out back to my rigging sack. Put my saddle on another wild bronc's back. Tame of wild horses all across this land. This is the story of a bronc riding hand. Jump or jump, make that ride. Sit back and watch that first still fly. Break that neck in perfect time. This ain't no rammer taming, it's a wild bronc ride. Jump or jump, make that ride. Sit back and watch that first seal fly. Break that neck in perfect time. This ain't no rammer taming, it's a wild bronc ride.
goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to Making8.com. That's right. We're sitting back on the ranch here to talk a little rodeo, here to talk a little bull riding, and we've got some great contests and things like that coming your way just about now. Miss Leah, you with us still?
Of course.
You know, wouldn't you know, our first break we would go into, I would play the wrong song. You know, and it didn't dawn on me at first because I got so wrapped up with trying to get over to our chat room and talk to some of the fellows over there. I didn't realize what I had done until about, you know, 2 minutes into the song. I said, oh, my goodness, played the wrong song. So that was a little bit of Luke Kaufman and Bronc Rider. And I actually know we got a request out there from one of our good friends. PBR Get Tough is joining us tonight. You know, he wanted a song played, and I tried to get it uploaded on our deal. I've still got to get it converted over. So, Dave, stay with me, buddy. We're going to get it on here this week, I can promise you. Just when I was able to sit down and start trying to upload these things after going through my notes and my two-hour phone conversations that I had earlier today with some of our newest members of Making 8, you know, I'll tell you, the time just slipped away from me today. I don't know where it went. Probably being that I ended up staying over last night and didn't leave out of Dade City until after midnight. I kind of had to sleep in just a little bit. But anyways, Leah, everybody's wondering about this contest. What is Making 8 going to do that is so big? Well, you know what? It's not just Making 8 that's doing it. And, you know, we could not be putting on this contest first off if it wasn't for David Dix and PBR Get Tough. So I want to personally thank him for the opportunity that we have in bringing this contest to all the fans out there. So we're calling it the Making 8 PBR Get Tough Giveaway. And this is where the fans are really going to be able to get involved with Making 8 and what we're doing. This is an opportunity for you guys to tune into our shows. We're going to be talking PBR, we're going to be talking rodeo, we're going to be talking bull riding in all of our shows. So just because we might specialize in, you know, we might title our show Barrel Racing Tuesday, doesn't mean we're not going to be talking PBR. So you've got to tune in to our lunch hour rodeo shows, and you've got to tune in here back on the ranch, all right? We're going to bring you all the excitement. We've got this great contest that's coming your way. And here's how it's going to work, all right? So you guys have got to pay attention. You guys have got to listen. Make notes if you have to while you're tuning into our show. But here's how it's going to work. The contest starts tonight, okay? You've got to tune in all week long. Sometime between now and next week's Back on the Ranch show, we're going to give you the answer to our question. It's going to be one of our topics that we're going to talk about in our discussions, and we're going to give you the answer to the question this week during our shows. Now, some of you might say, well, I work during the week and I can't listen. That bogus. You can always go back and listen to the archives. I don't want to hear it. And, you know, that's just the way it is, right, Leah? You know, you got to make it fair. And they've got plenty of opportunities to tune in and listen. You can always go back to Making8.com. If you can find us on your Facebook or on your Twitter, you know, scroll down. We've got them in the archives. You've got the links that are posted right after the show airs telling you to go and click on it. So you can always go back and listen. We're going to give you the answer this week between now and next week's Back on the Ranch show, okay? Then next Sunday on our Back on the Ranch show, we're actually going to give you the question to the answer, okay? So if you've tuned in all week and you get the question, then you can tune in next Sunday. Now, once you tune in and you get the question, you're going to have to tune in the following week. And when you hear this tone, we're going to give you the tone right here. When you hear the tone, you're going to have to be the ace person. Here's the tone, I think. My computer's lagging again. Wouldn't you figure? Oh, it's here. I promise you. It's coming. Hold on. Wait for it, fans. It's going to be there. There it is. You hear that? when you hear that tone, you have got to be the eighth person to email us at contest@pbrbuiltfortough.com. Now, if you're, you know, if you're a PBR Get Tough fan, if you're a David Dix fan, you'll know that the contest, you know, the email is set up through him. We're going to be documenting. We're going to be watching it all week long. We're going to know once you hear that air raid siren, once you hear the tone, you've got to be the eighth person to email us the correct answer, okay? Now, you know, it's got to be the correct answer. And that eighth person is going to win two great prizes, okay? Leah, you know, I was talking about we've got pictures posted. I know PBR Get Tough has posted some pictures out there. We're going to be posting some pictures on our website for our contest, the Make an 8 PBR Get Tough giveaway. These prizes are fantastic. The first one's a Jeffrey Scott belt buckle, and it is, it's tremendous. I took a look at it today, and my mouth about hit the floor. I said, you know, I mean, anybody would be so lucky to get one of these belt buckles. It is fantastic. The next prize is also going to be an autographed Brendan Clark shirt. So make sure that you tune into us. You are not going to want to miss the opportunity to get these great prizes. I mean, it's fantastic. But we got to let you know that this is not something that's put on by the PBR or by Brendan Clark. So make sure that you guys understand, although that, you know, I'm sure that these guys are excited about it, but, you know, really, these things are fantastic. We're seeing one of our guys and one of our Brazilian friends from down south saying that these are awesome. And he's right. They are. They're freaking awesome, you know. So make sure that you tune in to MakingEight.com. Check us out on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. Check us out on our Back on the Ranch shows. They're in the archives, so if you miss them, go to MakingEight.com, click on the radio broadcast. You can bring up the archives right there on our Back on the Ranch shows. All you got to do is hit the tags. It'll bring them up for you. Just scroll through and listen. They're not that long, you know, and we're going to have the answer this week. So it could be tonight, you know. You never know. We could start talking a little PBR and give you the answer tonight. Could be during the week sometime. So you got to pay attention and be ready and tune in next week, you know. Make sure you check us out on the Back on the Ranch show so you know what the question is, and then tune in as we give you the tone. We'll do it one more time. This is the tone y'all have to be listening for, and that's going to be after we give you the question. But you listen to this tone, and then you'll have the opportunity. If you're the eighth person to email us the correct answer, you get these two great prizes. Hang on. Here it is. We're still waiting on this air raid siren thing. Man, I'm telling you. It's a good thing we don't really have an air raid going off, because if Megan A had to give you the siren, we would be in trouble. Wow. There it is. Wow. There it is. Okay. So there you have it, fans. That's going to be the contest, the Make an 8 PBR Get Tough giveaway. Fantastic. Got to thank PBR Get Tough, and we've got to thank David Dix. I mean, you know, he's real excited about what we're able to do. Love the idea of what he's been able to do for not only for the PBR, but for, you know, Make an 8. If you guys have seen the website this week, you've seen some great videos. Those are also courtesy of PBR Get Tough. So when you get a chance, thank him for putting the work into doing those things. They're excellent. Gave me chills the first one I watched, you know. It's absolutely exciting. So, you know, it will – you know what? For our buddy down there in Brazil, got to let you know, it will involve a PBR question. So don't mistake that. Although that the PBR and Brendan Clark are not affiliated with the contest, the question is still going to be PBR related. So, you know, we're gonna give you a little bit of leeway there. It's going to be easy enough. It will be PBR related. So there's your first clue of the week for our Make an 8 PBR Get Tough giveaway. All right, Leah.
What
else is going on? Wow, we've got so much to talk about. You know, if we don't get it all in tonight, we've got our Rough Stock Monday on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show where we'll be able to sit back and talk some more with you. But we've got so much going on. I mean, really, in the last week alone, I had a 2-hour conversation today with one of the newest guys that's going to be a part of or working with Making Eight. And most of y'all have seen him out there. He's also known as Web PBR. You've seen him on PBRnow.com leaving his comments. He posts blogs that you guys see regularly on PBR Get Tough's MySpace. You guys see the links on Twitter. He's also going to be putting new blogs up on Making8.com, and we've got a new page for that. That's, you know, shoot, I guess we should have talked about that first, Leah. You're getting me off task here. Come on now. You got to step in and help me out. You're supposed to be my guide. You know.
Keep going. You're chucking along.
Right. I hear you. I know. I'm just trying to get everything in an hour show, and there's just so much to daggone talk about, you know. But we got Web PBR, who's going to be broadcasting his blogs right there on the Making Eight forum page. So if you guys have blogs that you want to post, feel free to do so. Just understand that they are family-oriented. You know, we've got a lot of family members that watch. We've got a lot of kids that come in and read these. So we do have to keep it somewhat of a family atmosphere. However, controversy is good. So if you have disagreements, feel free to leave comments on these. We want to hear what you, the fans, think about some of the things that are going on, not just with the PBR, with other things that are going on in the sport of rodeo. We want to know it all. So if you've got something that you blog about regularly, get over and post it on Making8.com. Let's get some comments. Let's get some responses from you right there. We've got, I'm calling him the blog man. So, Tim, you're now known on the Making Eight side as the blog man, and we're going to call your blogs the bull blog. So we're referring to Tim or Web PBR. We're going to call him the bull blogger, you know. He posts some great, interesting, controversial, yet agreeable, I mean, just fantastic blogs. I love what this guy has to say about the PBR because he tells it like it is. And, you the fans should really take an opportunity to get over and check out his blogs. If you don't get them anywhere else, make sure you get over to Making8.com, check them out on the forum page. And we're going to have them there. Make sure you post your comments over there, too. This guy's been doing blogs for quite some time, been a big PBR fan. And, it raises some good controversy, raises some interesting questions, and, it brings up some great topics that we can discuss on our shows. So make sure you get over there to the Making Eight forum page, click on the blog site, make sure you leave a blog or leave a comment. Go in and check them out. They're very, very interesting, and I can guarantee that you're going to find them some interesting comments on there as well. What else do we have? We got our Brazilian friend down there that says that they're going to have a heart attack. Please don't have a heart attack. No, we do not
we
want
to
be responsible. No, we can't be responsible for heart attacks. But I will tell you, I think we've got a pretty good. I think we got a pretty good winner or a front runner for this contest. I mean, this guy is determined that they are going to win this. So, I guess I got to respond to Dave's thing. You know, bull blogs. You know, poor Tim. There's no poor Tim. Bull blogs is great. He's a bull blogger. I guess it's better than. Yeah, it's kind of cool, huh? It gives a little twist to it. So the bull blogger. We look forward to having his blogs and definitely thank Dave for posting us and turning us on to that. You know, we didn't even really get into it a whole lot until PBR Get Tough kind of opened our eyes to it. So, it's a great opportunity for you, the fans, to get over there. You guys can post your own blogs if you guys have your own, issues that you guys want to get out there. You guys are more than welcome to go in and utilize that. It's a good area for you guys to go in and post your own blogs and certainly leave comments. And, I might just leave a comment or two myself in there. What else do we have? All right, Leah, let's talk about last night. We're in Dade City. We're in Dade City for a really good Zebra bull riding event. This thing was really, really good. I enjoyed it. They had 26 bull riders there, and a few of them have been on the they've been on the Built for Tough series. We saw a couple of those guys that have been actually on the Built for Tough series. So, you know, Brian Corson, Wagner Luciano, who made 5 tour appearances this year, you know, were two of the guys that we were able to see. It was great. I thought it was good. What did you think about some of the bulls that were there?
Some of the bulls were really good. Other ones were so-so.
Yeah. I don't know if they were – I don't know how – so there were quite a few re-rides there. I was very shocked at the amount of re-rides that were there. Junior Lanier, one of the stock contractors here in Florida, hauls to the PRCA quite a bit. I don't know if he's actually hauled his bulls to the PBR or not, but Junior Lanier is one – he was he does raise some fantastic bulls. And I always have a special place in my heart for Junior Lanier because he carried the bull that actually put me out of the business. When it comes to bull riding, it was his bull that I was riding when I got knocked out and took a helicopter ride back in 07. So, and matter of fact, the bull is a muley. Everybody knows Junior Lanier for what they call muleys. They don't have horns, you know. Everybody loves to get on the muleys, but it was one of his muleys, and so I didn't even get horns out of the thing because I told him, you know, I said, man, you know, I wish I'd have had the opportunity because I'd have taken his horns. You know, the bull's not around anymore, and I'd have loved to have had his horns, the one that put me out of the business. But, you know, that's all right. But, there were some really good bulls there. There were some bulls that were really young. So we did have a lot of re-rides. But, you know, there's a lot of up-and-coming guys, too, that we saw. What do you think about this guy, Jay Welker?
He did good. Didn't we see him? I've seen him somewhere. I don't remember where I saw him before, too.
You saw him probably 2 weekends ago on a Friday when we were down at Remington Roughstock at the Crosstown Arena doing the broadcast live. He won the event. So that's exactly where you saw him. But this kid's making a name for himself here in Florida, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is.
I was really impressed by his riding. And, you know, hopefully we're going to be able to have the opportunity to have him on our show sometime and be able to sit back and talk with him a little bit. But he actually tied for 2nd place with Wagner Luciano, who, like I said, is one of the guys that – one of the Brazilians, actually, that is up and coming here. You know, he was the Southern States Bull Riding Champion last year. He's also leading the points this year going into their finals. And he made 5 tour appearances this year on the Built for Tough Series. So we look to see this Brazilian, you know, I mean, this guy's up and coming, and we definitely look to see him make a name for himself, you know. I think he still has what it takes.
Yeah, I saw him San Antonio, the Built for Tough Series in San Antonio.
That's right. And matter of fact, I believe it was San Antonio where he got hurt, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I think that was where he got injured, actually. He made his way right back. I mean, you know, he took a few weeks off and came right back at it. So, you know, definitely kudos to him. But, wow, we have got – man, I just keep scrolling down this list, and it seems like it's getting longer and longer, and I haven't written a thing. I see Dave's posting out there, yes, the contest is open to everybody. So, and it's open now. It starts now. So you guys have got to be paying attention to tonight's show. If you've got friends out there that are wanting to get involved with the contest, make sure you tell them to come to makingeight.com and listen to the archives. We'll be more than happy to, it's rebroadcasted right there, right after the show, so they can always go back and tune in. So if you missed the first part of our show, you can always could go back and listen later on. But the contest starts tonight. So somewhere in between tonight and next Sunday's Back on the Ranch show, we're going to give you the answer to the question, and the question we're going to give out next Sunday on the Back on the Ranch show. So I hope it's easy enough for everybody to follow along. I think it'll be fun. We got to make it challenging. You know, I was talking with Dave earlier, and I said, man, this has got to be challenging for the type of prizes that we're giving away. You know, these prizes are not easy to come by, and, I mean, they hold some pretty significant value. These are no just autograph picture type things, which we do have, and we're going to give away some of those coming up in our shows as well. So we've got some great deals, you know, coming ahead here on the both on the Back on the Ranch shows and our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. So you, the fans, are going to have to stay tuned. I think we're starting to get connected with the right people that are putting us in the position to be able to do this for you, the fans. So, you know, even though the PBR is off air, the Built for Tough, there's no shows going on, y'all are going to have to stay tuned. And you know what? If you get bored, you can always tune in and listen or watch some of our live broadcasts that we're going to be doing. And as a matter of fact, Leah, Friday night, we're going to be broadcasting live on MakingAid.com. You can check out our video page, and we're going to be at the Crosstown Arena broadcasting some great bull riding action down there.
There's always awesome stuff going on down there.
Oh, I know. They do. They have a great show. And, shoot, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity. I believe they're going to have some good names down there. Of course, Jay Welker, I believe he'll be there as well. You know, we may even see Wagner down there, you know, and several of the other guys that, you know, that we've seen or even talked about, you know. Not sure if Brian Corson will be there. He's looking to get his way back on tour. So this guy's really kind of got it in his mind. You know, for those of you who don't know, Brian Corson actually made the finals in 2005. He was actually put out. He broke his ankle the week before finals. You talk about a run of bad luck for that guy. You know, this guy breaks his ankle, makes it to the finals, but breaks his ankle at a practice deal. And I believe he was over at Gary LaFue's doing it. So it, you know, was very heartfelt for that guy. But, yeah, Brian Corson is actually personally a good friend of mine. And, you know, I look to see him try to get back at it this year. He's not getting any younger, though. You know, he's kind of getting up there. And for a guy at 36 years old, it's definitely hard, you know, to try to battle against some of these younger kids.
Yeah, but he can still ride amazing.
Yeah. He really is. That guy knows how to do it. Now, he has trouble with those bulls that do that flat spinning, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have the harder the bull bucks, the better Brian rides. But, you know, those flat spinners, you know, he had one last night that kind of dropped his back in and then lunged out real hard and was in a real tight circle. And, you know, you get those flat spinning bulls, they just kind of put you on the back of your rope and extend your riding arm. You usually can't hang on too long. And it was unfortunate. He had a short night last night. But there's no quitting that guy. We'll see him back.
That's for sure.
What do you think about Ty Murray? Have you heard anything about this? I just saw it on the PBR website today. Ty Murray is actually going to be on two different shows tomorrow night. The first one, he's going to be doing a special on Monday Night Football. I guess he's going to be highlighting one of the Texas football players for the Monday Night Football game, and I believe that one of the Houston Texans, I should say. I believe they're going to do it in the pregame. I think somewhere around 8:10 is when that starts. So if you guys are interested, make sure to go check out Ty Murray on Monday Night Football. And if you're not into football, you can always check him out on ABC. He's going to be debuting the King of Cowboys on the Dancing with Stars with the Stars episode. I guess they're celebrating their 200th episode. And so they're doing like a classic thing with some of the former contestants. And Ty Murray will be on there as well. So you can look for him on Dancing with the Stars. So whether it's football or whether it's Dancing with the Stars. Now, see, I'm not one that can watch Dancing with the Stars. So I think I'm going to watch the Monday Night Football one. but you know what? There'll be a good thing. You watch Dancing with the Stars, Leah?
No.
You don't?
That doesn't hold my – I'll do the flipping thing. I'll go back and forth.
Oh, come on.
The only time I watched Dancing with the Stars is when Ty was on it.
Oh, really? Now, see, I actually did catch a little bit of that, too. And I'll tell you what, man, that cowboy's got moves, doesn't he?
Yeah, he did a lot better than I ever could.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. All right, well, I think we're going to take another short break here. Leah, the phone lines are still open, and we don't have a caller yet. We've got to sit back here on the ranch and take some phone calls now. If you guys are interested, got questions or comments, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Let's see here. What would be a good song? You know what? I've got to play this song here. I am going to hit the right button this time. But the song I'm going to play now is actually one that was given to me by one of my new Twitter friends, you know, Charles Mantu. This guy actually helped write this song, and it's actually a really interesting one. If you listen to it, it's a little bit different, but it's like when you're out there, it's good traveling music. This is what I, you know, when I first heard it, I said, this is good music to listen to when you're traveling down that rodeo road. So here's one for you, Charles Mantu. This is his debut right here on Making8.com. Y'all don't go anywhere. Sit back on the ranch with us. We'll be right back.
Just driving down the highway, trying to remember where I've been. I hope I didn't bother you last time we talked, the words were kind of thin. There's something I must tell you, but it's hard to say it even. If I can, I'll soon be coming home. The highway's kind of lonely. It seems I'm always talking to myself. The hotel rooms and rodeos, and this highway is really something else. I got to see my son for a couple hours just the other day. But I couldn't stay too awful long, neither one of us had much to say. Don't tell them that I'm lonely, don't tell no one that I'm really sad. The only time I'm feeling good, the next morning it seems I'm feeling bad. And it's hard to make a living, 8 seconds is a long time on the boat. 10 hours on the highway, I get another chance to be fooled. Better let you go. Looks like there's a roadblock up ahead. And the way that I've been crying, they'll think I'm nearly drunk or nearly dead. Tonight I'm up in Cheyenne, or a night in Colorado Springs. I love you and I miss you. Please answer if that telephone rings. Don't tell them that I'm lonely. Don't tell no one that I'm really sad. The only time I'm feeling good, the next morning it seems I'm feeling bad. And it's hard to make a living. 8 seconds is a long time on a pull. 10 hours on the highway, and I get another chance to be blue. Don't tell them that I'm lonely. Don't tell no one about them really facts. But only time I'm feeling good seems next morning that I'm feeling bad. And it's hard to make a living. 8 seconds is a long time on a boat. 10 hours on the highway, not getting another chance to be fooled. 10 hours on the highway, not getting another chance to be fooled.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8, it's a winner.
All right. Welcome back here as we sit back on the ranch right here on Makin8.com. That's right. I'm Scott. I got my lovely co-host, Miss Leah, with me. Leah, are you there?
Of course I'm here.
Right on, right on. All right. Well, here we go. We've talked about the contest. We've talked about several of the things. We also talked about where you and I were last night, actually hanging out there in Dade City. And we were talking about some of the bull riders down there. Speaking of which, I think we got him on the line. The one guy that I said that we were just talking about, Mr. Jay Welker. And, you know, I don't know. Call it a vision. I don't know what it is, but I just knew that this guy would get on our show. You know, he's ready to get a grip with Makin 8. So let's see if we can get him on the line right here. Jay, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, going pretty good. How about y'all?
Oh, going real good, going real good. I got my co-host Leah here, and she was actually there last night in Dade City as well. So say hey to Leah there.
Hello, Leah.
Hi.
CJ, we're trying to get her to talk because she's still on that silent side, you know. We're trying to push her over the
much.
Edge. So we,
I got three sisters. I don't talk much.
I know.
Well,
I know. It's
if
hard,
you don't
it's
talk
hard
much,
to,
you're just going to get in trouble.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. First off, man, congratulations. You really rode well last night, and it was great to watch it. Tied for second place. You know, got a little money in your pocket there, man. And I know you got another one coming up this Friday, correct? You going to be at Crosstown?
Well, it all depends if I get into this other show, another Zebra event up in Ocala this weekend.
Oh, is there really?
Yes, sir. There's one Friday night and one Saturday night. I don't know all the info on it, but I guess Eugene Carter's putting it on is all that I know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we might just have to work with them and see if we can't make our way up there as well. Maybe we'll get up there on Saturday and go hang out with the guys of Zebra. They put on a great deal last night. What did you think about the show?
The show didn't run too bad. I think the back pins need to be replaced a little bit. But other than that, I think the show ran good. All the bulls bucked. There were some good bull rides turned in. I mean, it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, it really was. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. How long you been riding bulls?
I've been riding bulls since I was 12 years old. Been riding bulls 14 years.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, other than just riding local deals and things like that, I mean, you've been out west riding quite a bit, a little bit there yourself, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I went out west for a few years and rode some bulls. And, I don't know, come back to Florida and I started beginning the season up. And in June, I took a whack to the face and it sort of put me on edge for a little bit, but then it's time just to either decide if you're going to ride bulls or you're going to quit. You can't ride bulls for pictures or just to say you're a bull rider. You got to ride bulls because you love to ride bulls, and that's all it boils down to. I'm back to having fun, and I feel real good this year.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you certainly are showing it too, man. You're just taking it one bull at a time and, you know, just bearing down on each bull you get on and working for that eight.
Yes, sir. When I show up to a bull ride, I'm not looking to beat anybody. You know, everybody there is my buddy. You know, if I can go 90 points, I'm gonna pull my buddy down and root him for him to go 91. It's just I'm there to beat my bull. I'm gonna let the judges take care of the rest and just let, you know, like I said, like, let the judges sort it out, and whoever gets paid, but I'm just there to ride my bull. And if everybody else rides their bull, that's how it happens. I'm not looking to win every show. I'm just looking to beat my bull.
Right on, man. And that's a way to do it right there. That's a good outlook. And tell you what, man, you're going to go places, and we look forward to watching you all season long, man. I think you're off to a really good start. You know, 2011 is just now getting started, and, you know, hopefully we'll see you out there. You'll be able to ride with us a little bit, man.
Yeah, I hope. Right now, I mean, just the economy's hurting everybody down here in Florida. You know, the bull riding has slowed way up. Hopefully they pick back up soon, but if not, I'm just going to have to go pro, I guess, and just get my PBR card and try to make it on tour.
There you go, man. Well, I'll tell you what. You stick with making eight, we might be able to help you get there. And if nothing else, we'll have a blast getting out there traveling, man. You're a trip to hang out with behind the bucking chutes. We want to get you out there on the road with us. We'll have a good time.
Oh, definitely a good time. Every time I show up, I feel like I got to be the life of the party. If I'm out there, there ain't no party.
Yeah, no doubt, bud. No doubt. Well, hey, listen, man, I don't want to hold you up or nothing, but I definitely appreciate you calling in and, you know, just telling us a little bit about yourself, man. Look forward to seeing you out there, and hopefully we'll catch up with you Friday. If not, man, maybe we'll see you down there in Ocala on Saturday.
Yes, sir, and as soon as I get more info, I will contact you on your number and let you know more about it.
Right on, buddy. Right on, man. Appreciate that, Jay, and take care of yourself, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, Scott. You take care, too. Leah, you too.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I know. I'm hearing it.
Your buffering is stuck.
It's stuck,
the buffer,
huh?
On the show, it's stuck.
It's stuck. How is my buffering on the show stuck?
I don't know, but you know how Lily never shows the show? It just says buffering, and it's not going nowhere.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's take another short break. We've only got about 10 minutes, 15 minutes left in the show. I can promise you we're not going to give out the answer to the question right now. Until we get this fixed anyways. So let's slide down. Let's play that song that I actually missed here the first time. Let's play a little bit of Luke Kaufman and Bullhand. Let's see if we can't get this thing worked out. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all are sitting back on the ranch right here with MakingAid.com.
Flying first class, riding in the next cup, running up the trail to the town.
God. Welcome back to the ranch. We're sitting back here talking some rodeo, talking some bull riding with you. Got my co-host Leah down there with us, and we're glad to have all of our fans back. We lost you there for a minute, and I want to thank you all for bearing with us here. You know what? That's the thing with technology, but, hey, we're working through it. You know, we'll get through it together, I promise you. And I can promise you that we did not give out the answer to the question while you guys were away. So you don't have to worry about it if you missed that little bit of the section there. But we did have Jay Welker on, and, you know, it was good to talk with him. What do you think, Leah?
Yeah, it was good.
He's a nice guy.
Everybody missed it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can always go back and catch the replay if you missed the interview with him. But he's a great, great young hand. And I'll tell you what, he's sticky. I mean, he's hard to buck off anymore. You know, like he said during his interview there, he's feeling as best as he ever has. He's been riding for over 14 years and definitely, you know, feeling better than he has. It feels like he's in the best shape of his life and really focused on what he's doing, and that's riding bulls. And we're excited about it. We're excited for him, you know.
For sure.
All right. Well, let's see. What else do we got? You know what? Brendan Clark. Hey, we only got about 8 minutes left in the show, but we want to hear from you guys. 646-915-9940. We got Brendan Clark's show coming up tomorrow night, or Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific. Hey, not too bad, was it, Leah?
No, not at all.
I got those right. anyways, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. Brendan's going to be doing his live video streaming. You guys have got to tune in. You can find it on Making8.com under Making8 TV. Just click on the link. You can view his channel. We got a channel set up. Takes you right to his show. So don't miss out on the action. You can get in and chat, talk with Brendan. Man, I felt so bad for him. Did you see his post that he posted just a little bit ago?
No.
No? You know what? He was out at a Memphis Cardinals game, I think. I think it was Memphis Cardinals or Red Cardinals, something like that. Anyways, he's supposed to be throwing the first pitch out. He was supposed to be signing autographs 15 minutes before he's supposed to be out there. The gates opened up. You know how many people were standing in line to get his autograph?
How many?
Not a single one.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, Brendan Clark in Memphis. You know what I mean? Everybody's got to know Brendan Clark from Memphis. I mean, that's, you know, that's still bull riding country. I know that they've held some PBRs over there, you know.
Yeah, they did this year. Nothing,
yeah, I mean, Nashville's not that far away, you know. I mean, it's Brendan Clark. Come on, people, you know. Get over there and go get his autograph. I felt bad. You know, he's waving the camera around, and there's nobody in there. And the gates had opened up and everything. I couldn't believe it. So, you know, I feel bad for him, but you know what? We'll try to give him a hard time about it on Tuesday. So y'all got to tune into his show. Check it out. It's a great video broadcast he does. You know, he's got his lovely co-host, Allie, on there with him. And, you know, they take some great questions and have some good comments for you. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You know what? I got to reiterate what Dave just said on our chat room. You know, got to say happy Halloween and stay safe. Don't tweet and or drink and drive. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, you know, we want to be talking to you, not about you. So you got to make sure that you know, you guys stay safe out there, especially on a Halloween night. You know, all kinds of kooky things happen on Halloween.
You know, you want to know what I saw on the way home last night?
Who?
Okay, we're driving home, and it's like, what, was it like 11:30? And we pass a gas station. There's a guy, I guess he's like a Roman soldier, I don't know. He had this really short skirt on and this cape with no shirt on. He's sitting there pumping gas. I died laughing.
Well, yeah, he was probably at a Halloween party, I'm thinking.
I know, but seeing that at a gas station?
Yeah, that is kind of off the wall. What's the goofiest costume you ever dressed up at in for Halloween?
I
come on,
really
be honest, Leah.
Halloween.
Oh, come on. You had to have dressed up sometime or another when you were a kid.
Yeah, but I don't know the goofiest. What was I for Halloween? Oh, I remember one year I dressed up as a cowgirl and my dad made me walk in the grass because the boots made too much noise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The boots made too much noise, huh?
It drove him nuts.
Well, did you have spurs on them?
No.
Well,
it was whatever my mom had in her closet.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
I guess for clinking on the, I don't know. But I just remember him making me walk in the grass because the boots made too much noise.
I hear you. Well,
my sister's dressed up as a giant chicken.
As a giant chicken?
Yeah,
as opposed
to a sign that says eat more beef.
Nice. As opposed to a miniature chicken, right?
Yeah.
A giant
chicken. The costume's too small for her, so she, like, squeezes into it. So she's taller than what you're supposed to be.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. Well, I don't know if I should say what mine is. And it wasn't my doing. I was a little kid, okay? And my mom dressed me up as a little girl for Halloween. I mean, come on, really? You know? But that also is not that is not the only time I've ever dressed up as a woman. But
well, there's
you
scary
all
are gonna,
yeah, I know, right? But you're going to have to stay tuned. I will let you know during the week on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows that story. But we're going to leave that one out.
I can't listen. You're going to have to tell me which one so I can go back and listen.
You're going to have to listen to the replays, Leah.
I know, but you're going to tell me which one.
So, anyways, all right. We've only got about 3 minutes left in the show, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. Got to let you know, Brendan Clark's show is on Tuesday. You can check out the live video stream. If you don't follow his links on Twitter, on Facebook, or MySpace, you can check him out on MakingEight.com. Click on the TV page on our homepage. It'll take you to our channels, and you can check out Brendan Clark right there. All you got to do is click on the link. Takes you right to his site. So make sure you check out Brendan Clark's show on Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific. I got it right again. I'm 2 for 2 tonight. That's pretty good. Also, do not forget our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That would be 12 noon Central Time, 11 Mountain Time, 10 Pacific Time. I had to think about that one. So, yeah, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm on a roll tonight. What else do we got here? We're also going to be looking for our Cowboy Logic, and we want to know from you who your pick is for the 2011 World Championship. We want to know who your PBR World Champion is going to be, or who you think the PBR 11 I'm all confused. The 2011 PBR Champion is going to be. So give us a call during our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. Let us know who you think. We're going to be covering it all week long, and heck, we want to know what you're doing in the off season. What are you doing that there's no PBR on Built Ford Tough? What are you watching? What are you guys tuning into? So make sure you go and stay in touch with our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. You got to tune in. If you miss the archives or if you miss the live broadcast, make sure you listen to the archives so that way we can bring you the action. We are going to give you the answer to next week's question for the contest. And the question, is going to be next Sunday night on our Back on the Ranch show. It's going to be part of the Making Eight PBR Get Tough giveaway. Got to thank Dave. Got to thank all our listeners for tuning in tonight. Got to thank all of our sponsors here. Make sure you keep in contact right here on MakingEight.com. Leah, have yourself a fantastic evening, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Don't forget about your video show.
Oh, that's right, Friday night. Don't forget to tune in to Making Eight Live, and you can watch us live video as we stream right down at the Crosstown Arena. Going to be a good little bull ride down there. So until Sunday, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip with Making Eight. We'll see you then.
Bill.
I've been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. This funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Ratch held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight down under Brendan Clark put a hurting on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his trough clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Lippert's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's the ball.